With the number of anthrax exposure cases climbing in the Washington area, we visited a local drugstore to check on its supply of ciprofloxacin, the antibiotic most often used to fight the anthrax bacterium.
Well, this is our cipro here. Quite a few.
Steve Tote owns Shefaley Pharmacy, a small D.C. chain store. His customers include members of Congress, media professionals, and lawyers. Lots of lawyers. Tote has always kept plenty of Cipro on hand for his regular customers, people with urinary tract infections, pneumonia, and overseas business travelers. But over the past week, the store's Cipro supply has been in high demand.
Per store, we're probably averaging around 300 to 500 tablets a day.
No, that may be a little light. I would be thinking closer to, on a busy day, we've done 20 prescriptions.
Paul Gambino, the store's chief pharmacist, says he's troubled by the increasing number of people who haven't been exposed to anthrax spores, but who are getting large Cipro prescriptions just in case.
They've come in with prescriptions that cover large quantities, stating that they have families and they're concerned and that they're willing to pay cash. At $500 a bottle for 100 tablets, I mean, they're readily willing to pay for it.
I can't give you names, but I can tell you right now, three separate members of Congress had prescriptions immediately called in from their home state doctors. And that was during the real serious infection down on the Hill. Exposure. That's fine. That's not a problem. Most people here, if you had the patient that was slightly unstable and worried all the time, they need their Cipro. You've had the patient that was very rich and you could expect a call from them. It wasn't Joe American coming in getting his Cipro.
I don't think Mrs. Smith having 120 Cipro at home is going to be very helpful if Mrs. Smith never gets exposed to anthrax. 99.9% of America isn't going to need Cipro, and it'll be on the shelf if they do. But 99.9% of us don't. We should step back and just leave it alone.
Pharmacists Paul Gambino and Steve Tote at Shefaley Pharmacy in Washington, D.C. By the way, neither Paul nor Steve have stashed any Cipro in their homes for themselves or their families.